drones to keep our nation's airspace safe and efficient. This includes who can fly them, where they can fly them, and at what altitudes.
Authorities in New York City say there are indications the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson will end his fight against extradition from Pennsylvania, where he remains in custody. Today, President-elect Donald Trump will attend the Army-Navy football game. On social media Friday, he said that Republicans will do everything in their power to end daylight saving time. And Texas sued a New York doctor for providing abortion pills to a woman in the Dallas area. This is ABC News. Obesity rates fell in the U.S. last year. One question is why.
Obesity in the U.S. decreased slightly last year, according to a JAMA Health Forum study. Rates falling from 46% in 2022 to 45.6% in 2023. While experts credit weight loss medications like Ozempic for contributing to the decline, other factors such as improved diets and post-pandemic lifestyle changes may be at play. Women and older adults saw the most dramatic decreases, especially in regions with higher prescriptions of these drugs. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi in a hospital in Luxembourg. The 84-year-old suffered a hip injury when she fell on an overseas congressional trip. And Pro Football Hall of Famer Randy Moss announced Friday he's being treated for cancer and just underwent major surgery to remove a cancerous mass in his bile duct. The 47-year-old is considered one of the greatest wide receivers in NFL history. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Project co-director Christopher Lau says it speaks to a greater systemic issue that colors most of their cases and reinforces what it was designed to do.
So part of this is just historical. You know, the way our policing and incarceration system evolved was from basically their vestiges of slavery, and you know, we try to keep down historically underrepresented people.
He says while not everyone may adopt those views, there is a lot of pressure to close cases and keep people incarcerated. The U.S. incarcerates more people for longer than any other developed country in the world. Compared with Wisconsin's total population, Black and Native people are overrepresented in the incarcerated population, with Black people incarcerated at a rate 11 times higher than white people. Lau says in order to even begin to think about reform, the U.S. and the state of Wisconsin need to re-examine priorities and funding, as well as rethink the point of doling out such long sentences when it doesn't keep communities safer.
Good arguments that it makes us less safe, but we still keep doing it because it's, I think, one, easy politically, and it's because it's where we put all of our money.
He says regardless of guilt or innocence, there are simply too many people who are incarcerated. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of snow this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 30 degrees. Southeast winds up to 25 miles per hour. Winds gust to 20 on your Saturday night. Chance of snow and freezing rain, and temperatures right around 30 degrees. Sunday, cloudy, 37.
Right now, it's 19.
Dom Selvia.
I'm Jimmy Cuska, filling in for Dom Selvia. Coming up Monday, we'll talk gas prices heading into the holidays, and it's not too late to run for local office. We'll tell you how.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the
this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Thanks for tuning in for this week's Best of the Todd Allbaugh Show. We're kicking things off by going back to Monday's show. Monday was actually my birthday, and I only bring that up because I'm incredibly grateful to work with the people I do at Civic Media. Everybody here is a great coworker and a great friend, and I appreciate that they threw me a little impromptu birthday party. So I thought I would share a little bit of it with you. Enjoy.
And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with the outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Monday, December 2nd, 2024. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. It is a great day to be a birthday boy. Happy birthday, Mr. Aaron Zommers. I'm going to call upon the masses, the stars, and start singing and see what happens. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Aaron. Happy birthday to you. Turn the mics here, Zommers. Turn the mics. This is. Look at that. Look at that. Come on.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Here we have the Civic Media staff and crew have joined me here live in the studio. To wish you a very happy birthday.
I was wondering what you were doing with the microphones in there.
Well, I was just changing around. You can't get anything by this guy, you understand? All right, so here we have, look at Anacon's making birthday faces. This is great. All right, so here we have a birthday presentation. I will hand it over to our very good. Go ahead. The present's being brought to you, Zombies. This is the office present being brought to you. Since, not everybody can see the stream, it's a beautiful brown bag with a little white tissue in it.
Or it's blue. It's blue.
Oh, I'm sorry, blue.
But let's see what we got here. Oh, boy. All right. Okay.
All right, just opening it up now. Look at this.
Chef Frog here. I'll hold it up for the camera if you can kind of see it. That's beautiful. Thank you very much.
And explain to people now why you got a frog.
So I have a ton of frog decorations. Mm. I started collecting I don't know. I guess I don't know how many years ago, because my youngest sister, Elena, one day just got me a little frog pin or something. Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of expanded from there and finding weirder and weirder frogs. Like I have one in a bikini
really?
At home. I've got
a frog in a bikini.
That's probably the weirdest one.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
There's also meditating frogs. There's frog princes. That one might be a little more expected.
Do you have a chef frog?
I do now.
Now you do now. Oh, see? All right. There's something I think. What else you got in there? Oh, go ahead.
Also a card with a gift certificate to I'm Bored, a board game store in Middleton.
There we go. Everybody. Well done.
And a card, should I look at the card now or should I look at the card?
You can
later?
Open it up. We don't have to read every name, but I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure. It's not like
it's
the Academy Awards.
Yeah. Have a happy birthday.
Look at that. Well done. We appreciate you do so much for us as our senior producer. You're not just doing this show, but people listen to the Cripescast. You're doing all the editing for that, for Lost in the Middle. You do a lot of the promos here at the station. And every time somebody at the Racine and Waukesha studio have a guest here, you're usually setting them up. So there's a lot more that people don't see that you do for this company. And I just wanted to say publicly thank you. We have Sage, our CEO, is here. He's told me that he's giving you a $20,000 pay increase. That's very Wait a minute. I'm being fired. This will be the last time I'll boss show. No. Corey Hartman, our vice president.
You know, usually it's a 50-cent off coupon to Dairy Queen, but we thought we'd up it a little this time.
Nice. I like that. Well, thank you, Aaron. On behalf of all of us here at Civic, hopefully you have a very happy birthday, and thanks for all you do for us.
Well, thank you. And thanks to all of you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody. We appreciate you. Look at that. See, a little surprise, a little birthday surprise. That's good stuff, right?
Yeah.
You gotta take time for each other.
I didn't expect that. You know, I didn't know what you were doing with the microphone, but I didn't expect that.
No, we just wanted to take time to say thank you. And thank you for all the staff and crew for coming in here and helping out. We appreciate it all.
The frog, for those of you who couldn't see it, it's a little stuffed frog. It has an apron, a chef hat, a knife, and a little mustache. I like the little mustache on the frog.
Yeah, it's a mustachioed frog. So anyway, but in all seriousness, thank you, Aaron. We really do appreciate you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you want to join in the Zomers festivities. Bob, listening down in beautiful Waukesha, home of WAUK. Bob, thanks for listening in. What say you?
About Luke Pickle.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
The problem with the Badgers is, one, their offensive line wasn't as good as it's been in years past.
Mm-hmm.
And two, they haven't had a good quarterback since Russell Wilson. That Black, he was a terrible quarterback. And you can't blame Longo. He gave Black the plays, but Black couldn't execute. He could hand the ball off, but any dummy, you and I could do that.
Well, but I could, but
He was a regular.
Right.
I mean, he could make a long pass down the field one time, and then the next six passes, he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
No, look, I get it.
Fickle ever did.
Go ahead.
All Fickle ever did was stand on the sidelines, chew gum. When he fired Longo, he should have taken over the play calling. He's the head coach.
Yeah.
But he passed it off.
Right. Well, I
think he's a terrible coach.
Well, I appreciate your call, Bob. And again, this goes back to, we started this in hour one a little bit, talking about, I went to the Wisconsin-Minnesota game this weekend, Wisconsin Badger football game at Camp Randall. Badgers lost the axe to Minnesota, finished the season first time in 22 years with a losing record, only 5 wins on the year. And Wisconsin football, not in a good place. And yes, Bob, you're right. I mean, Luke Fickle, head coach, did fire Phil Longo, the offensive coordinator, a couple weeks ago. But I'm not sure that I just don't believe that you can put the blame on any one player. Yes, I mean, was Braden Locke? Remember, Tyler Van Dyke was supposed to be the number one QB this year, and he went down in what, second game of the season with an ACL? And so they had to move Braden Locke up. He was the next man up. And to your point, Phil Longo, I think it's the offensive coordinator's job to look at the talent pool that he has available on the roster and then adjust his offensive calls to what he has available. And I think for a lot of Badger fans, the frustration wasn't as much that Locke wasn't able to pull off the so-called air raid pass heavy offense as it was that Phil Longo seemed to be reticent up until the Oregon game, was reticent to mix in any sort of an identifiable run game, which has always been the bread and butter for the most part of the Wisconsin Badgers ever since Barry Alvarez came here in the early 90s. And the fact that Phil Longo abandoned that by and large, and then kept at it even when it wasn't working, I think that's what really frustrated a lot of Badger fans, and maybe even more so. And this is what really galled a lot of people over the weekend. PJ Fleck, who I've gone off on PJ Fleck enough on this show, I won't beat up on him right now. He's a very self-absorbed individual, in my opinion. But he spoke some truth in Madison on Saturday. But to paraphrase him, he said the toughest team won. And he was right, unfortunately. And I think that's what bothers a lot of Badger fans more than the win and loss column. It's the fact that a program like Wisconsin, who has prided itself for 25 plus years of being usually the toughest team, physically, mentally, work ethic on the team, on the field, has not been this year. And I'm not talking about Alabama and Oregon and Penn State. I'm talking about Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota. The heart of the former Big Ten West, which we had dominated for years. We're losing to them on toughness, on agility. That's the identity that I think a lot of Badger fans are upset with that has been lost. And from the outside, it appears there hasn't been a whole lot of urgency to change that on behalf of Fickell. So time will tell. Again, Fickell has a big contract. I read over the weekend, I think it's $33 million is what it would cost UW to buy him out if they fired him now. So most likely isn't going to happen. Reports are he's looking at the UNLV offensive coordinator to be the next offensive coordinator for Wisconsin. I think it's Marion Brennan, I believe is the guy's name. Then he has something called, we're going to go from the air raid offense to the so-called go-go offense. That's what Marion Brennan's offense is called. And apparently it combines a running and passing offense called the go-go offense.
Well, I hope the team wakes up before they go-go.
Nicely done. Allie listening in Madison on WMDX says the Badgers need Jim Leonard and a bigger front line. Well, yeah, there's a lot. You know, Jim Leonard, of course, was the defensive coordinator here, won accolades, one of the best defenses in America. When Paul Chryst was head coach, a lot of people thought he would take over as head coach. UW athletic director Chris McIntosh passed him over to go get Fickell. Now, there were understandably a lot of hurt feelings. Is UW willing to pay enough to even have interest from Jim Leonard to be the next defensive coordinator? A lot of people aren't happy with the defense either, with Tressel. But A, would Jim Leonard want to, and could UW pay him enough? And as I said, people like me have fantasized about, well, wouldn't it be great to bring Jim Leonard back as the head coach? In reality, because of the dollar signs, because of the money involved, probably not going to happen. Fickell will probably get at least a half a year more, if not a full third year. And then you have to ask yourself, how far will the program be gone at that point if they can't turn it around? And how much of that is the responsibility of Chris McIntosh, the athletic director? John Roach on this program said it best. And I agree with him. In today's name, like, image, and likeness world, Wisconsin simply doesn't have enough millionaires or billionaires that care enough about college football like Phil Knight does at Oregon to compete in the NIL world.
It's the same problem that the Brewers have had for a long time.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm fine winning 9-10 games consistently, going to a nice bowl game on New Year's Day, and occasionally competing for a Cinderella year of a national championship. But that's just me. Gonna come back, take more of your phone calls, switch gears.
Up next, we're gonna scoot on ahead to Wednesday's show with Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio. Stick around.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Chocolate on my fingers.
Thanks for tuning back in for more of this week's Best of the Todd Allbaugh Show. Here's part of the conversation with Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, from Wednesday's show.
Like this.
Sing it.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 21 past the hour of 12 noon on Wednesday. Well done, Mr. Zommers. You know that Mr. Kreitlow is a big Stevie Ray Vaughan fan.
Indeed. And that was Oreo Cookie Blues, which he only played live, which is why, you know, not the greatest recording, but pretty thematic for today.
Thematic indeed. Well done, Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, 6 to 8 on Civic Media, joins us from beautiful Lake Wasota. It's National Cookie Day, Pat. I'm sure you know that because you guys do, national days on your program every day. And
we do in our daily newsletter. Our newsletter was all about cookies today. Sign up for the newsletter at upnorthnewswi.com.
Upnorthnewswi.com. What's your favorite cookie, Pat?
Oh, just a classic chocolate chip. When I'm on my game, when I make, everybody kind of tweaks their chocolate chip cookie recipe. And when I get mine just right, I mean, it's so good. And, there's all those variables. What's the temperature, the humidity today, everything else. But boy, there's nothing like making your own cookies and getting them just the way you want them.
Totally agree. That homemade chocolate chip cookies were the best. I did not have time to do that this morning. So I walked up to a Wonder State Coffee on the square here, and I got the next best thing, chocolate chunk sea salt cookies this morning.
Oh, chocolate chunk sea salt.
Yeah. Mr. Zomner, nice. I have shared one. I'm sorry I can't telegraphically or whatever telepathically send you one, but I sent one to Zomers there. And
I were down there, as I was last time I was in Madison, I made sure to hit Insomnia Cookies on State Street.
Oh, yes.
You know, just anything fresh and gooey like that is just, that's the existence of God right there.
It really is
in freshly baked cookies.
Yeah.
I don't trust Insomnia Cookies because every time been there.
Okay. There goes that commercial.
Every time I've gone there, it's been late at night and the person working did not want to be there. And
I'm
I don't trust you to not cross contaminate. And some of them have nuts. It's probably fine.
Not trusting the insomnia people to cross.
I don't trust a place whose business model is built on late night bar customers with munchies.
Exactly.
I understand that. I understand.
Let's go quickly to the phone line. Ted listening in Appleton. Ted, you have a quick question. Now, yesterday we did the show up at Green Bay. And for those that were not listening, I paid my parking meter via the app I was given, and it ran out towards the last 45 minutes of the show, and I tried to renew it, and my phone would not let me do it. So, Ted, what do you got for us?
Curious minds want to know, did you get a ticket?
Curious minds want to know. I can report, Ted, that no, I was not ticketed by Green Bay's finest, the parking police meter maid. She let me alone. Although I did try to renew it or re-up it several times, and it wouldn't let me do it. So I was loading my stuff out, and I was in technical violation. But no, nobody came along. So thank you for asking. I appreciate that.
So you'll get a ticket in the mail.
Now, let's not talk about that, for goodness sake. Oh, my gosh. All right, thank you, Ted.
But I know that Dr. Kristen Lyerly's partner, Craig, is an officer with the Green Bay Department. So I figure it goes one of two ways. Either he made sure you didn't get the ticket, or that was him at the other end of the app just messing with you.
Yes,
so that you couldn't get it done. Either way, I can just see him and Kristen just giggling.
Just razzing me. And for the record, Green Bay is a lovely city, and I love everything about it. So I love visiting when we can. All right, I'm not sure we'll have time for all of this here before the end of break, but we got some viewer mail, Pat. Just like Letterman, actual letters from actual viewers. I have it in my hot little hands. I haven't had time to get through this.
From the home office in Bloomer, Wisconsin.
Yes, I'll start reading this. This is, Dear Mr. Allbaugh, Humans United for Multi-Protuberance Sensitivity, hereinafter referred to as HUMPS. Now, protuberance, and for those of you who don't know, I had to look it up, it's things that stick out, things that protrude is protuberance. So this is from the Multi-Protuberance Sensitivity, a group better known as HUMPS, which they claim is a global organization. It says several creatures, including dromedary camels, have one hump, but the mission of HUMPS is to raise sensitivity toward the uniquely multi-humped Bactrian camel. The vision statement for HUMPS is creating a world in which everyone remembers that an uppercase D turned on its side is for dromedary and an uppercase letter B on its side is for a bacterian. Members of HUMPS enjoy listening to your show by radio, by app, and by streaming from their homes around the globe. On behalf of HUMPS members, we humbly ask for greater sensitivity to the plight of Bactrian camels as a part of you, your producer, Aaron Zommers, and the community of Todd Hallball Show listeners.
Did you write this?
No, I did not. This
I don't think it has
letter,
much to
actual
do.
Actual letter.
It has less to do with how many humps, the fact that you've actually got a talking camel on your show every Wednesday.
Courtesy of Geico, but yes. Yeah,
we'll have to, ask him on his about his thoughts on this and what kind of camel he is.
Right. Yeah. But I thought that was one of the better actual letters I've gotten in quite some time. That people took time to write this and send it. What have you ever gotten something like from you all your times on air, a viewer email or letter, and you're just like, wow.
Oh, yeah. We get them and we put them in special filters. Some of the filters say fan mail. Some say not fan mail. And,
What was one of the craziest?
We get all kinds.
All your time in the media, television, radio, what have you. What was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about you?
Well, certainly they as a TV anchor, you know, your hair, your weight. The tie that you wore that particular day. Oh, yeah.
Travy and I have said multiple times, you have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it back in the year 2000.
Really?
And it did not go over well. No.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. I played the good soldier and I stuck with it for about 6 weeks. And then I said, no, that's enough of that. It was basically a bowl haircut. It was ridiculous.
That would be terrible.
Did you do a bowl haircut on the news?
Yes. Yes. You messed it up just a little bit. And they were trying to go for like a George Clooney and ER type of thing. It wasn't working at all. And it just cemented my feeling that so many of these consultants, not that there aren't some good ones out there, but a lot of them, if they've nobody says, you're doing a great job, don't change a thing. Right. If all they could come up with was my hair.
Right.
Well, fine.
Hey, Pat Kreitlow, we love his hair. We love his voice. We love what he does for us on the air. Thank you, Patrick. Every morning, 6 to 8.
Up next, we're going to Tuesday, where Todd was live from WGBW Studios, and he had an interesting time. Stick around.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elected officials continue their criticism of the federal government over its response to the reports of drones, mostly in New Jersey. Federal and military authorities say they've not assessed any threat. The FAA has published a new website and information about drones. In a video on the site, FAA spokesman Kevin Morris says,
the FAA regulates drones to keep our nation's airspace safe and efficient. This includes who can fly them, where they can fly them, and at what altitudes.
Authorities in New York City say there are indications the man accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson will end his fight against extradition from Pennsylvania, where he remains in custody. Today, President-elect Donald Trump will attend the Army-Navy football game. On social media Friday, he said that Republicans will do everything in their power to end daylight saving time. And Texas sued a New York doctor for providing abortion pills to a woman in the Dallas area. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A
win for Badgers volleyball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team came back last night to eliminate Texas A&M 3-2 in the NCAA regionals. The Badgers will play Nebraska Sunday at 2 p.m. carried on ABC TV. The Cornhuskers beat the Badgers twice during a regular season. NBA, the Bucks and the Atlanta Hawks today in the NBA Cup semifinals as the tournament gets underway in Las Vegas. Baseball, the Brewers say it's a good deal. They traded away closer Devin Williams to the New York Yankees in exchange for two players, left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortez, infielder Caleb During, and for cash consideration. The 30-year-old Williams was with the Brewers for 6 years. NFL, Packers headed to Seattle to face the Seahawks tomorrow night. Defensive back Jair Alexander, still dealing with a knee injury, was not at practice yesterday.
Why wasn't he there?
Just based on what I saw over the last couple days, didn't feel like he's ready to play.
So will he be out then this week?
Yeah.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of snow this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 30 degrees. Southeast winds up to 25 miles per hour. Winds gust to 20 on your Saturday night. Chance of snow and freezing rain, and temperatures right around 30 degrees. Sunday cloudy, 37.
Right now, it's 19.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported recently on the impact of Shelby County versus Holder, the U.S. Supreme Court's decision invalidating Section 5 of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Anticipating even more erosion of the VRA, some states have passed their own state VRAs. It's not only the dismantling of Section 5, the preclearance requirements for states with a history of discrimination. The conservative justices also made proving racial gerrymandering harder under Section 2, and they've made it easier for a state legislature to dilute minority voting power. And in the lower courts, more cases attempting to keep individual voters from bringing voting rights lawsuits under the VRA are pending. With dwindling protections from the federal government, California, Washington, Oregon, Virginia, New York, Connecticut, and Minnesota have enacted state VRAs. Michigan, Maryland, New Jersey, and Florida have efforts underway. The NAACP Legal Defense Fund recommends that state VRAs should have preclearance requirements for municipalities which have patterns of discrimination. Rules should include a prohibition against vote denial or dilution through gerrymandering, strong protections against intimidation or deception, language assistance, a statewide database to make evidence-based decisions on election administration, and a directive to the state judiciary to support pro-voter and pro-democracy decisions. We have the recommendations at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge, there's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about news deserts and what that means to our politics. We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty.
Thanks for tuning in for the best of the Todd Allbaugh Show. We're going to give a listen to part of Tuesday's show, where Todd came to us live from the WGBW studios, and as he often does, he had some parking issues. So listen in to see how it turned out. As a reminder, since this is pre-recorded, we can't take any of your phone calls, so you'll just have to listen to the answers that other people provided. Stay tuned.
Now, we got our, as we say back at Richland Center, we got ourselves a situation. We got ourselves a situation here, Zombers. Before the break, I was talking out, and again, I love Green Bay. I look, I'm wearing a Packers shirt. I stayed here last night. I got nothing against the city or the people of Green Bay. They're fantastic folks. It's a great place to be. I just find it enormously amusing that the parking system that they've decided to set up here. Because to park now, you have to download this app. Which, fine, I don't, whatever, and connect your credit card to it and pay it that way, which I have done. But you're only allowed to park in one space up to 2 hours at a time, which I did the entire amount, which got me to an expired here about 21 minutes past the hour. So I went to renew my parking, and it said I had to put the zone that I was in. Well, I don't remember what, now there's math involved. So during this last break, I went out, I scanned and put in the zone number, and this is rich. So I put in the zone number, I sign up for 2 more hours because it's going to expire at, you know, at 3:20, whatever. I thought, that's perfect. That gets me, you know, I can load up after the show. I'm fine. So I went to reload my parking here, and this pops up on my screen. It says, parking denied. The parking operator has set up a lockout period. You are within this period and are not allowed to park at this time in this zone.
You're trying to give them your money.
I know. And so I thought, well, okay, I have to change meters. To your point, Zomers, like you can't, like in cities where they mark your tires, right? You got to, where it's free 2 hour parking, but they mark your tires if you don't move in 2 hours. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll back up to another meter. And let's see if I can, like, do we have any street cam music there, Zomers? We can do this in real time here as I see if I can do this to show our streaming audience here on, I'm going to move the camera now. Here we are. Because we're right downtown in lovely downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. So look at that. There we are. Whoops. So there you go. There's my Dodge Ram sitting out there. You can see the parking meter, the right in front of it there. And there's my truck. It's a little whited out because of the lighting out there. But there's my truck. It sits right. So I parked up in that stall. And so I scanned it again. And I cannot, it will not allow me to renew my parking. So at any moment, the meter people, the meter maid, whoever they're called, may come by and ticket me. Now, if they do, I'm going to keep watching. I'm going to run out there. I'm going to ask them if they'll come on the show and talk to us. Would that be fantastic?
Seems unlikely, but it would.
The interview of the day of the. But what's a guy supposed to do, Zomers?
Only ever have things to do for 2 hours maximum.
Right. I've never seen that where I don't know. Now, I met during when Trigby and I were up here last time, we were at an event for the Lincoln Project and the Union. And we had a guy that worked in the mayor's office come down, and he was a wonderful person. I think he was running for assembly. I'm not sure if he won or not. But he said he'd get the mayor. Mayor Gingrich is a fantastic guy, I think. And maybe we get him on the show and he can explain what's going on in this parking down here. Because I'm just trying to be helpful. I'm just trying to help out, you understand? I want people to come to Green Bay. I want them to experience it. You're not going to find a better cheerleader. Well, I guess that's not true. Mino and the mayor are better cheerleaders than I am. But I love Green Bay. I love everything about it. I just think they need to address the – you have to make it so people can park, right?
You'd think.
I don't know. What?
One would think.
Zomers has almost no sympathy for me, by the way.
That's not true. I just don't know how to react because it's ridiculous.
It is. It is absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, I'm not sure if I in the what's worse, I'll give you my holiday parties or company holiday parties or company picnics. What's the worst? Boy, I don't know. I think I'm with whoever said, look, if it's the company's putting it on, it's a free event, I'm grateful for it, and I'll go. I think there's something to be said for company picnics being better only because it's outside and theoretically nicer weather. So if somebody's being had a couple of too many or whatever, it's easier to walk away from that situation where maybe holiday parties just more enclosed during the holiday season. I don't know.
For me, it's very difficult because but I feel like I'm going to go with you on the same thing where holiday parties are worse. My reasoning is because what's the food at a picnic? You know, hot dogs or whatever. I can eat hot dogs. What's the food at a holiday party? All kinds of desserts, and you never know what's got nuts in it. So I'm less likely to die at a picnic.
I'm less likely to die at a picnic. Well, that's a good reason. That's a good reason. All right. What else we got here? Oh, look, there is some serious news we're going to get to here in a minute. But I said I wanted to talk about that. And by the way, it's Giving Tuesday, by the way. A great opportunity for you to give to your local charity, nonprofit, help out your community. And if you want some help with that, we've made it very, very easy here at Civic Media. Just go to civicmedia.us. That's civicmedia.us on your computer, your device, whatever. And be an area there you could click on that, Giving Tuesday, to your favorite nonprofit. If you don't see it there listed, you could add it. Or you can go to whatever wonderful nonprofit is in your community. And as Jane Matinere said earlier today, if you can't afford to give any money, that's fine. You can think about actually volunteering some time at your local nonprofit as well. So we can all do something. That's the point. We talked about this a little bit with Luke Mathers, but I want to get into it just a little bit more. This is big. This is big for us, those of us who in the college basketball world. And Michigan is coming to Wisconsin tonight. The Badgers, undefeated at 8-0, now number 11 in the country, taking on Michigan, unranked. They're 7-1, but doing better than expected. They're just outside the top 25 in the AP poll. I think they're 28-29. And so this is a good team. And a lot of analysts who know more than me about college basketball are saying that these two teams, Michigan and Wisconsin, which neither one necessarily might have been thought about at the start of the season, these may be two of the big contenders for this year's Big Ten championship in college basketball. We shall see. But it's happening tonight. Here's a little interesting read. Give you part of it from Badgers 247. Badger Sports or 247sports.com says he might be in his first season as Michigan's head coach, but Dusty May is very familiar with Wisconsin. A native of Indiana, May sort of got his start as a student manager with the Hoosiers under the legendary Bob Knight. So number one, it's a great storyline, right? Coach Dusty May started as a manager with Bob Knight. Tonight, May will take his Wolverines, 6-1, not 7-1, 6-1, here into the Kohl Center for a matchup with the 11th-ranked Badgers, 8-0, who are off to their best start since 2013-2014. Quote, "I know how tough it is to win at Wisconsin and how infrequently teams win there," said May. "We've built this roster to be in a position to win games like this. We're confident yet excited," unquote. Should be a great game tonight. Tip off at 7 p.m. in the Kohl Center. And yes, Mr. Zommers, if you want to watch it on TV, you got to have the Peacock. The Peacock. It's only on the Peacock streaming. There you go. That's right. It's only on the freaking Peacock on TV tonight. But here's the good news. You can listen for free on the Civic Media app. Matt LePay and Brian Butch on the call. Pre-game show should be somewhere near 7:30, thereabouts. And then the game tips off at 8 p.m., a late tip-off tonight at the Kohl Center, relatively speaking. But again, Michigan leads the series, by the way, 99-75. And the last meeting last year, Michigan won 72-68. The line is Wisconsin by 2.5. So there you go. Should be a great game. I mean, again, and Luke brought this up earlier, Luke Mathers, head coach Greg Gard has operated within this name, image, likeness universe and the transfer portal and brought in this kid, John Tonji, who was at Missouri last year, didn't play much because of a foot injury. But a lot of folks will say John Tonji may be the get in all of college basketball over this last season. Starting lineup includes John Blackwell, Max Klesman, Nolan Winters, Stephen Crowell, and of course the aforementioned John Tonji. So it should be a great game tonight. Look, for the first time this season, Wisconsin's going to run into a team that will match their size up front, according to 247sports.com. Like the Badgers, Michigan start a pair of seven-footers in Danny Wolf and Golden. So
we'll see what happens tonight. But again, tip off tonight at 8 p.m. for free on the Civic Media app. You can find it on WRCE in Richland Center, amongst other stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. And of course, as we said, the Packers taking on the Lions, not here in Green Bay, but rather at Detroit, could tell the story. I mean, if the Packers have any hope of catching up with the Lions in the NFC Central race, going to have to happen this Thursday. And again, that game, television-wise, only on Prime Network, Amazon Prime Network, with the great Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit on the call there. But again, you can listen to it not on the app because we're not allowed to do professional sports. For God's sake, the fire alarm just went
off.
Scared
the crap out of me.
The fire alarm has gone off here at our studios. I'm not sure if the parking, the law enforcement people are trying to burn it down. Is everything okay? It's now gone off.
I mean, it stopped.
It stopped.
The world is conspiring to make Todd's life very inconvenient today.
I'm like Rosanna Dana from Saturday Night Live. I can't renew my parking. The fire alarm's going off. I got hemorrhoids. It's always something. The last part might not be true, but that was one of Rosanna Dana's lines there. Wow, it's been a day here at Green Bay Zombers. How about that?
Yeah, it sure has from what I've heard.
All right. Well, let's try to turn a page here and talk about a little bit of a serious news happening, as a couple of callers have alluded to. And yes, there's major news happening across the world today as the backlash is growing. South Korea's president has declared martial law. Certainly a lot to take in there. Of course,
South Korea is lifting it.
Yeah, it says now after the parliament voted earlier today, is my understanding, saying that they would block it. Now he's saying that he's going to lift it. But this is of concern for people here in the United States, as South Korea is supposed to be the more stable democratic democracy type of a country. North Korea, of course, a dictatorship. South Korea, an ally there. Although the more conservative party, as for the president, is from in South Korea, and accused the more liberal party in South Korea of trying to basically ruin the country. And therefore, he was trying to justify this, saying that they needed to have martial law. So, look, it's certainly an issue we want to keep track of. Our ABC and CBS News will keep track of it as we go throughout the day as well. But as Zomer said, South Korean president saying now he will lift martial law after there was a backlash from parliament and also on the streets as well. Lots of disturbing video coming out from South Korea today. And also, I just want to get to a couple other news notes here. When we come back, take a look a little bit more at Donald Trump's nominees out in Washington, D.C., and we'll see if any more fire alarms go off here in Green Bay. Look, we're always on our toes here. We keep you hopping. Don't go anywhere. We're going to wrap up the Todd Allball Show live from WGBW on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Here we finish up Todd's parking woes in Green Bay. And again, it's pre-recorded, so no need to call in. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live from our beautiful studios here at WGBW in downtown Green Bay, 97.9 FM on the dial. Apparently, the fire alarm was either a test or a mistake because of the stop. I do not smell any smoke. And now here's the thing. Rarely do you have fire, not smoke. Where they say where there's smoke, where there's fire. You're right.
Yeah.
But if you don't smell any smoke, probably no fire.
Probably not. Might be a good idea to sweep the building before you leave, though.
Yes, I'll make sure. I'll make sure. Coming up at the top of the hour, CBS and ABC News, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4, Maggie Dawn across Civic Media's network. From 4 until 6, it's Dominic Selvia and the Dom Selvia Show. And then at 6 o'clock, right here in this very studio in lovely Green Bay, Wisconsin, our friend Pete Schwabba and the Nightlight program, or just Nightlight. I'm not sure. It's not called the Nightlight program.
It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thank you. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. And then it is Rick Smith Across America, followed by Mr. Pilot and Native Roots Radio. A great evening all across the network here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Again, it is Giving Tuesday, a great opportunity for all of us to take a minute to be grateful, to be thankful, to help out our local nonprofits across the state of Wisconsin. Go to civicmedia.us. That's civicmedia.us on the World Wide Web. Dial it up, Google it up, whatever you need to do. And right there on the opening page, it'll say Giving Day. And you click on that, it'll take you right to where you too could give and be a part of Giving Day here at Civic Media's Radio Network. Coming up tomorrow on the program, it is Wednesday, hump day. That means that Pat Kreitlow will be in from Lake Wissota, host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8. And then Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, will also be in talking a little politics. Of course, Trigvi, a Green Bay Packer owner. And so we'll get a little Packer preview with Trigvi tomorrow. I'm sure all that and more coming up. And then Friday, we're going to be back on the road Friday in Richland Center in the RC. Very excited about this. It's an entire hour of Brady and Brandon Ewing, an hour-long edition of the Ewing Bros live from the RC on
the
Friday.
A dynamic duo.
The dynamic duo. Should we do it from the neighborhood if it's nice weather? We could just do it, you know, because our parents live a house apart.
That could be
and
fun.
And so we could do it in the old neighborhood.
So there's a house in between?
Yes.
Do it at their house.
I'm not sure Gil would appreciate that, but maybe. Would be fun. We should have thought about this. So maybe it'd be fun to do it like if they have a deer stand. We could do the show from a deer stand.
That seems unsafe.
How fun would that be? How fun would that be?
As long as it's either, you know, a big enough structure that you can sit in it safely or that everybody's got a harness. You know, as long as everybody is safely in the tree.
I know a person that has like an indoor, like a treehouse deer stand. Maybe we should do it from there.
That could work.
Again, Zahmer's not particularly impressed.
Tyler in Columbia County texts in. So you're telling me that Todd's show is so good it's on fire and setting off the alarms?
I only wish. DJ listening in Wausau at WXCO. I'll read this, but it's not true. Says, oh no, Todd drives a white truck. White truck drivers are often the worst on the America's highways and byways. In Texas, the issue is so prevalent, a popular Dallas-Fort Worth disc jockey once had a white truck Wednesday bit whereby callers would report their weekly encounters with white truck drivers. We're not talking about the color of the skin. We're talking about the paint of a car, of the truck. The reasons often vary, but one leading theory is that white trucks are often part of a base package. So their drivers beat the hell out of them, of the truck, and subsequently endanger everyone in their path. His recent ticket now makes so much more sense. DJ in the Shaw, listening on WXCL. Number one, I had never heard this before. And number two, it is entirely, in my case, not true. Have you heard this before, Zombers?
I can vouch that Todd is a good driver. I have heard people say that before, but I feel like it's just, you know, white trucks stand out more because so many are darker colors. So I think it's people just having a bias because they notice it more often.
I had a white car one. That was the first time. I just bought it because, like, it was a good price. And what I guess it was a base color or whatever. And I thought, well, you know, it's going to show a lot of dirt. Here's the secret. If you don't know this, white actually shows dirt and whatever the least.
Is that
black
so?
or dark color vehicles show it the worst. Yeah. So, my second truck I got, I had a green truck, Dodge Ram, it was a green. Then I got a white one that was a single cab. I got ended up getting 287,000 miles or something on that before it finally, you know, just wasn't worth putting money into it. And then I bought this one, was a year old, but I got a great deal on it at Don Miller Dodge, by the way, in Madison, Wisconsin. And here's the deal. I was one of the last Dodge Ram, because I know Greg Bach over at Matt Naranera, I heard him talking about this. He's looking for a truck, although he did not mention Dodge, which I think is a travesty. I was one of the last. Dodge used to have this thing where they you had a lifetime warranty on like all the major parts. Well, I bought it a year old, but I still had the opportunity to buy the lifetime warranty, and I dickered him down and got it to like $1,800.
Yeah, my dad did that too.
The best money I ever spent. And so from now until, as long as I own it, it covers everything but like brake pads, tires, that kind of stuff, with like a $100 deductible. So I will probably have my white Dodge Ram until this thing falls apart.
Thanks again for sticking with us on the Best of the Todd Allbaugh Show for this week. As always, you can hear everything else from this week on civicmedia.us/shows or anywhere you get your podcasts. And as Todd always says, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you next week. Your drum, and they will hear you.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome talent manager and actress Heather Arndt and Appleton-based comedian Rob Brackenridge, who drops by the studio for some laughs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Local mayors in New Jersey continue to criticize how the federal government responded to reported drone sightings. Federal authorities say they've not assessed any threat from these objects and that some are just fixed-wing aircraft mistaken for drones. The mayor of Washington Township, New Jersey, Matthew Morello, tells ABC.
There's really only two ways you can look at this. One is somebody knows something and they're just not willing to communicate it down. Now, whether it's a national security issue or they just don't want to tell us, we don't know. Or no one has any idea. And I find that really hard to believe.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remains hospitalized in Luxembourg. The 84-year-old suffered a hip injury after she fell on a congressional trip to Europe. She'll need surgery. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with other diplomats from Turkey and the Arab League to discuss ways to assist Syria after the collapse of Bashar Assad's government. President-elect Trump will attend the Army-Navy football game today. This is ABC News. More than a dozen people were hurt, 16 of them transported to hospitals after two airboats collided in southwest Florida. The crash occurred at an Everglades tour business Friday afternoon. It's not clear what happened. Authorities in New York continue their work investigating last week's shooting death of the CEO of United Healthcare. Suspected killer remains in custody in Pennsylvania, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
After fighting his return to New York to face second-degree murder charges, the Manhattan District Attorney says Mangione may now waive extradition and could be back in the city as early as next week.
Until that time, we're going to continue to press forward on parallel paths, and we'll be ready whether he is going to waive extradition or whether he's going to contest extradition.
Police say Mangione nor his mother were covered by United Healthcare. Now police say they're investigating whether he allegedly targeted United Healthcare because it's a large corporation.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. But I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think